ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In this series of the programs of The Key, we are going to answer some of the important religious questions regarding some of the main principal beliefs in Islam and particularly in Tashayyu. As we explained in the previous episode, the meaning and the definition of infallibility, that what infallibility is. Now we are going to discuss this important point, that why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible? What are some of the rational reasons and proofs for the truthfulness of the infallibility for the Imam? Actually, the point is that the preservation of religion hinges on the Imam's, let's say, infallibility, because the responsibility of protecting the religion from the threat of, let's say, distortion and alteration lies on the shoulder of the Imam. And he is also responsible for the religious guidance of the individuals. So, of course, first he should preserve religion from any kind of error and alteration. And then, of course, he has to protect the people against any kind of misguidance, and he should safeguard the people against the hellfire. So these two important responsibilities are on the shoulders of the Imams. Now, of course, it is evident that the performance of these two responsibilities and the materialization of these two religious ideals depend on the Imam's infallibility and immunity from error and deviation. This is especially true in view of the fact that a guide cannot be summed up in, let's say, utterances and claims. In fact, the impact of the Imam's behavior in giving direction to the people's social behavior is far greater than that of his saying. So for this reason, the Imam must be immune from error or mistake in understanding and, let's say, stating the religious laws, and of course in implementing them so as to, let's say, properly guide his followers. And of course, it is clear that these rational principles is also applicable to the third level of infallibility, that is immunity from error in determining what is good or bad for the Islamic society. These are some of the very clear and kind of obvious or self-evident kind of proof for the infallibility of the one who is guiding the Ummah, guiding the nation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if the Imam himself cannot protect himself against the hellfire, if he commits sins, if he is a sinner, if he is a sinful person and he is going to be sent to the hellfire, then of course, how can such a person be the Imam, be the leader or the guide for the others? If someone cannot save himself or herself from the hellfire, how can he save the others? To save people, to save yourself from hellfire, so you have to know the true religious laws and you have to act upon those true, let's say, laws. And then you have to state and explain it to the people and guide the people into the right path without making any mistake, without committing any error, any sin in your life. It's only in that case that you can be a true guide or a good guide for the nation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.